This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we continue our study of what Paul says in Romans 8 about man, let's look at what is possible when the Holy Spirit is in control of our lives. He will lead us. He will testify with our spirit that we are children of God. He will help us in our weaknesses, especially when we don't know what to pray for. In fact, He will intercede for us with groanings that can't be deciphered by us, but are fully understood by God the Father. He enables us to understand the righteous requirements of the law, not just the letter of the law. We will understand what Jesus said about the law and its relevance in every area of our life, as spelled out in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5 through 7. But more than that, He is the one who, when in control of our lives, enables us to fulfill the righteous requirements of the law in our attitude and behavior. He then gives us a sense of freedom and confidence. We don't live with the heavy cloud of unrealizable expectations and accountability hanging over our heads. He gives us confidence to live responsibly and responsively to His promptings and reminders. He helps us understand the Bible so we can walk in its light. Obedience is not an expression of cold compliance to obligation. It is rather an expression of warm desire to please God and a humble acknowledgement of total dependence on Him. Paul put it this way in Romans 8:4, "The righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit." Now that's victory in Christ.